Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 25 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 25th is: compare and contrast your life currently to what you believe is possible for your life. Are you satisfied with where you are? If no, what is possible for your life? If yes, what if someone told you it was possible for your life to go to another level? What would your new level look like? Today's challenge comes from the fundamental of success of having a vision. As we start out a new rotation of our fundamentals of success, let me take a minute to remind you that we have 12 fundamentals that are broken down into pairs. Each pair contains an inside fundamental that deals with our mindset and perspective, and an outside fundamental that is the result of the action we take in our daily lives. Each day, we'll focus on a different fundamental of success, and once we get through all 12, we'll start a new rotation like we're doing today. If you'd like some more explanation on the fundamentals, I encourage you to go back and listen to our first 12 episodes of the podcast. And a final reminder that all of these daily challenges come from my book, The 1% Journal, 366 Challenges for Your Journey of Success. So today we're looking at what's possible for our lives and having a vision of what that possibility looks like. The great football coach Frosty Westring, in his book The Strange Secret of the Big Time, talked about the potential performance gap. If you can visualize looking at a bar graph, your performance level is where you are currently at, and your potential level is what you are ultimately capable of. And so on the bar graph, your potential performance gap is that space between where you are right now and where you want to be. But is it really about what we want? Or is it about what our true potential is? So maybe you're asking, how can we have a vision for our lives if we don't know what our true potential is? Well, a vision is a vision, which means it's not concrete, it's not guaranteed to take place. And that's okay, because what if what we want for our life is actually far less than what we are truly capable of? Let's look at the example of Nelson Mandela, the man who fought to end apartheid and discrimination in South Africa. Did Mandela have a vision to be the president of South Africa? Maybe, maybe not, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure he didn't have a vision that he would have to spend 27 years in prison because he stood up to the government-sponsored segregation and discrimination of his country. Now, I don't know exactly what his mindset was at every point in his life, but let's imagine that his vision was not to be president of South Africa or to win a Nobel Peace Prize. Let's imagine that his vision was to be a person who would fight to gain equal rights and equal treatment for his fellow black South Africans. Let's imagine that his vision was to be the type of person who would not just talk about equality, but he would take action every day to make it happen. Let's imagine Mandela's vision was to be an example of fighting for what's right, even if he never saw the fruit of his efforts in his own lifetime. If those were the aspects that made up Nelson Mandela's vision, then could he be achieving his vision even during those 27 years in prison? Is it possible that the time Mandela spent behind bars was actually helping him reach his full potential as a person? And I think this brings up two important points. Number one is that we often sell ourselves far short of what we are truly capable of. What is actually possible in our life? We compare ourselves to others and we don't take risks because we are scared. And so we use the excuse that certain things just aren't possible for us. And number two, our focus on the what and the where of our vision distract us from being who we can really be. We think we have to get to a destination, or we have to have certain circumstances, and then those circumstances will help make us the person we envision ourselves to be. But this is backward. And this isn't easy. I struggle with it all the time. But the truth keeps coming back to me. No matter where I am or what I do, I need to work to become the best person I am capable of becoming, and I will be able to find fulfillment in any what and where I experience. So how about you? When you look at where you currently are in your life and what you think is possible, are you looking at external destinations like winning a Nobel Peace Prize or earning a certain amount of money or teaching or coaching at a certain level? Or do you look at the internal vision for your life and what kind of person it is possible for you to become? When we write our own story from the inside out, then we focus more on who we want to become or who it is possible to become, and we know we can achieve that vision no matter what external events or circumstances we experience. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.